What do you remember from that period when you look back?
A lot of long days and very hot days, very humid days. Of course, it was, you know, it was the summer, July of 1993, and it was a hot, wet month. And, you know, the long days was you get up before sunrise and get working, and you don't go to bed until the business is done. And usually that was very late at night.
What was your role as far as the flood relief effort?
Well, I started out over the 4th of July weekend going down and just working at one of the spots, filling sandbags at the levee. And I found out very quickly that I was out of shape and got sunburned and bug bitten and had sand in places where sand shouldn't be. And I decided I needed to do something else. So we had a couple of our members came and said, why don't we set up a sandbagging operation off-site like they were doing at Quincy Quincy College at the time. So we got a sandbagging operation set up in Pittsfield at Pittsfield High School, and that took off. And by the time we were done at the end of July, we probably filled a couple million sandbags at that site and became kind of a central location for people to move out from to go to the Mississippi River and also the Illinois River, doing work on flood fighting.
You're having this event coming up this week in Hull, a town there in Pike County. What was the situation in Hull during the 93 flood?
Well, of course, Hull was protected by the Sny Island Levee District Levee. Hull is across from Hannibal, Missouri. It's you take Route 72 west and you'll go by Hull. Hull at the time had a population of about 500, you know, typical rural Illinois farm community. Had really never been flooded before. They faced a big problem in that the river was going to be at a level that had never been seen before. And people started packing up their belongings and their houses and moving their furniture and those types of things into travel trailers, getting ready to evacuate the community if they needed to. The same thing was going on down in the farms all through the Illinois and the Mississippi River Valley from, I would say, Wisconsin all the way down to the Caro. People were moving out of the valley. So they were, you know, if they had grain bins, they were removing their grain, moving their equipment up to higher ground, moving out of their houses. And the thing about the people who were moving out of their houses, they were doing this at the same time they were down working on the levees to build the levees up to shore them up to protect against the floodwaters.
That's pretty amazing when you think about it. I mean, people with a possibility of losing everything, and yet they're chipping in and trying to help their neighbors and trying to prevent some of this from getting worse.
Yes, they were. I mean, a lot of the folks were, of course, farmers, and the people who worked with them on the farm, people whose business was working with the farmers, were there helping out. In the town of Hull, you had a lot of elderly people. So people, they were getting help from other folks to, you know, to get themselves out of their homes. So people were, I think that we take a look back at the bright side of the flood of 93, and you saw a lot of camaraderie. You saw a lot of people from all over central Illinois, all over the nation, who were coming into our area and helping their neighbors and making new friends.
We're talking with Blake Roderick of the Pike and Scott County Farm Bureaus, and we're talking about the Great Flood of 1993. You mentioned how some of these towns had never flooded before, never saw levels like that before, and I often hear people from outside of these regions who will say, well, people shouldn't live where it's going to flood. You know, they should just move to higher ground. They should get to a different place. But this was not something that really people had feared before.
No, it hadn't. It didn't flood. I mean, they had some floods before they, you know, 1943 and some of those old times, where you know, it never got into the town of Hull. Let's put it that way. We never had the level of flooding that we saw in 1993. So people were, you know, they were cognizant of what was ahead of them. I mean, there was nobody had any doubts that it was a real imminent danger of being flooded. But they really held out hope that we wouldn't get that. Well, in in our area, in Hull, particularly on July 25th, that hope evaporated, and the levee broke in the morning. Breached the levee right across, well, actually on the Adams and Pike County line, just northeast of Hannibal. The waters rushed in, and within 2 days, that 40,000-plus acres was a lake.
Is the area more prepared today? Have we learned some lessons from that flood of 93 and maybe subsequent floods? Is it better prepared to withstand something like that?
There has been a lot of work that has been done to bolster the levees. You can't, by federal regulations and state law, you really can't raise the levees any, but you can widen the levees. In our area, on the Mississippi River particularly, on the Illinois River, you've got what's called sod levees. They're dirt levees. They will withstand flooding much better than the sand levees do. On the Mississippi River, you have sand levees, and essentially the water will seep through those levees and could cause erosion, which will cause the levees to fail. One of the solutions to that is to make those levees wider, and we've been doing that in Pike County for since the 2000 or 1993 flood, or the last 15, 20 years have been doing work on widening those levees, making them such that they're not as prone to that erosion and that seepwater coming through.
So you're having this event coming up on Wednesday night, sort of commemorating all the work that was done back then. What do you hope people get from this event?
Well, I think that 25 years is one of those kind of anniversaries that people need to take a look back on, and we're not going to celebrate it because there's not a lot of celebration, but it is a commemoration. It's an opportunity for people who lost their homes and their farms, it's people who came and helped them, people who supplied straw or helped sandbag or whatever, just to get together and reminisce. Because we've got a generation of people who actually were losing a lot of people. 25 years, you had people who were in their 50s during this flood fight or getting some age on them. We've lost a lot of people in the last few years. This is an opportunity for people to get together and just talk about it.